Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our first journey together. Today is March the 6th and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Joshua chapters 7 to 9. The importance of daily self-examination. After tasting a resounding victory over Jericho under the leadership of Joshua, the Israelites were confident to continue their conquest over Canaan. The next target was a small city of Ai that was located in the hill country. Accordingly, spies went up the mountain pass to view the city, and they returned brimming with confidence. And we read this in Joshua chapter 7, verses 3 and 4. Do not let all the people go up, but let about 2,000 or 3,000 men go up and attack Ai. Do not weary all the people there, for the people of Ai are few. So about 3,000 men went up there from the people, but they fled before the men of Ai. In reality, the population of Ai amounted to 12,000 men and women, and that we read in Joshua chapter 8, verse 25. But to the spies, this city may have appeared small in comparison to Jericho, and this may have been the reason for their confidence. However, the Israelites tasted defeat for the first time in their Canaan conquest. The first mistake was that the Israelites had grossly underestimated the enemy's strength. Our Lord Jesus describes the scenario of the dire need to count the cost before we initiate war with another country. We read that in Luke chapter 14, verses 28 to 32 like this. Or what king, going to make war against another king, does not sit down first and consider whether he is able with 10,000 to meet him who comes against him with 20,000? Or else, while the other is still a great way off, he sends a delegation and asks conditions of peace. How could the Israelites expect to defeat 12,000 men with just 3,000 soldiers? The second and bigger mistake that the Israelites committed was the lack of self-examination. They did not check with God to see if He was with them in battle. Actually, Israel had sinned and transgressed God's covenant through Achan. So God had left them because there was sin in the camp. The sin of Achan and its results teach the great truth of the oneness of the people of God. We read in Joshua chapter 7, verse 11, Israel had sinned. Now we are one body in Christ, and the church is adversely affected by the sin, neglect, or unspirituality of one believer. So, as individual believers, we have a great responsibility to examine ourselves daily. We are constantly engaged in a spiritual battle with the enemy, who is Satan, having put on the whole armor of God. If there is sin in our lives, there are serious dents and gaps in the armor, and the enemy will wound us severely. Let us join with Job and ask God, "How many are my iniquities and sins? Make me know my transgression and my sin." Job chapter 13, verse 23. Let us join with the psalmist and plead to God, as we read in Psalms 19, verse 12, "Who can understand his errors? Cleanse me from secret faults." We again read in Psalms 26, verse 2, "Examine me, O Lord, and prove me. Try my mind and my heart." And finally, we read in Psalms 139, verses 23 and 24, "Search me, O Lord, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxieties, and see if there is any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting."